Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Do you or does
How long is the questionnaire?
Well, it's a few questions. Maybe it's about the upcoming elections
and
the things that are affecting your community. Now, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station or a newspaper or advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. As you are aware, very few people actually vote on the nonpartisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how would you vote on the nonpartisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August the 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely?
Yes.
Someone likely?
Definitely.
Definitely. Thank you, ma'am. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Believe me,
sure.
It's a lot to us. Now, with which political party are you registered? A Republican, Democrat, or no party affiliation?
A Democrat.
A Democrat. Thank you. Moving on. Now, what is your main racial background? African American or Black, Asian American, White Caucasian, Hispanic?
White Caucasian.
Okay. And what is your age between 18 to 35? 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 55 to 65, or over 65?
46 to 55.
55, thank you. Now moving on. Okay, here we go. Now, generally speaking, would you say that things in Miami-Dade County are going on the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track? Generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge.
I think the right direction.
The right direction. And from the following list, what is the one thing that local elected officials in Miami-Dade County should address that will make your daily life better? I'm going to read a few and you can select one. Okay, ma'am? Housing,
okay,
and property, insurance costs, inflation, and the cost of things like grocery and gas, flooding, the sea level rise, and environmental resiliency, crime, and neighborhood safety, quality of life like grow and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, corruption in local government. If you have to pick one.
Okay, so my main issue is combating gun violence.
Okay.
And implementing common sense gun safety laws. That wasn't on your list. Out of your list, so that's my, you know, what wherever
right.
we can implement that.
Prime concern. I understand. Now that can be included in crime and neighborhood safety. I think that will cover that. You know,
it's not that so much. It's I would say out of the ones you listed, I would say it's the property insurance. But
okay,
so it's not crime and neighborhood safety. It's not about that because I know kind of what that equals. It's more about common sense gun legislation. So what I mean? So I don't know if there's another, you know, that you can put that in, but that's,
okay. Well, thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate you letting me know, okay? Now, moving on. Although it's a nonpartisan election, if the election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, which one of the following best describes how are you likely to vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or definitely vote for the Republican, or probably vote for the Republican, or lean slightly to the Republican. Which one?
Definitely vote for the Democrat.
Democrat candidate, okay. And I'm going to read you real quick a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County that you may be familiar with. Would you please tell me, ma'am, if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just let me know, okay, so we can move on. The first one is Cindy Lerner. Favorable or unfavorable or never heard of it?
I haven't heard of her.
Okay, and Richard Prichnick. Same question. Favorable, unfavorable?
I haven't heard.
Mm-hmm. And Raquel Regalado. Favorable or unfavorable? Never heard of
unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Thank you. Moving on. Now, now you will be asked a few short questions of the August primary elections for the Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Manny C., Alexander Orola, or Daniela Levin Cava?
Daniela Levin Cava.
Ms. Cava, okay. Now, and would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Daniela Levin Cava?
Definitely.
Definitely, okay. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for who would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Richard Prusnik, or Raquel Regalado?
That I'm not sure. I would have to research it.
I understand, ma'am. But if you have to lean towards any of them, you know, as far as you know, if you have to select that a candidate today, and I'm not saying you're doing it now, but just for the sake of research, do you lean towards any of them?
I wouldn't vote because I would, what I would do is I would look at the League of Women Voters. I would look at the, my union's recommendations.
Right.
I wouldn't vote if I didn't have some information on them.
Right. Just thank you very much for sharing your opinion. And it's no right or wrong answers, you know. But right now, they just want to know if you lean towards anybody because the campaign, I believe, it just started, you know. And for so it's not. I know you're gonna do more research.
I don't lean towards any of them because I don't know enough about them.
I understand. Fair enough. Now, moving on. Generally speaking, do you think that Raquel Regalado is part of the problem or part of the solution in county government? What's your opinion?
You know, I did not vote for her last time.
Yeah.
I chose some other people, and so I think that she's probably part of the problem.
Part of the problem. Okay, thank you. Moving on. Now, on a different topic. Mayor Daniela Levin Cava recently announced support for a ballot measure that Miami-Dade County voters will vote on this November. Now, the proposal will borrow $2.5 billion to fund affordable housing, parks, and infrastructure improvements and environmental resiliency projects to fight climate change. Now, to fund this $2.5 billion proposal, property taxes will be increased on Miami-Dade County homeowners. Now, knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, I would vote yes.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Okay, now I'm going to read you real quick the series of statements about Raquel Regalado. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. Now, if each will make no difference, just say so, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now, and this is things you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? Real quick. As the mother of two children with autism, Raquel Regalado has been leading efforts to make Miami-Dade a better place for people of all abilities. Regalado has funded training for thousands of county employees, including police, created an autism decode safety program with police, and funded job training programs and support for parents and caretakers of residents of the autism spectrum. If you hear the statement, will that make you much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference when it comes to support her?
So I have a child on the autism spectrum, and I know that the current police do not have the necessary training. So what I would say is that training is insufficient. So it does not make me want to vote for her.
So much less or someone less?
No, it's just that if someone said that, I would be like, yeah, but, you know, that isn't the reality.
No, and I understand, like I said, you know, this is things that you're going to hear during the campaign, and probably is, this is probably a loaded question, you know, since you say yourself that you've been affected by it. But again, just for the sake of the research, if you have to select one, you know, if you hear this kind of statement.
That would make me feel like she, that she was misusing funds because the training for, autism, dealing with children on the autism spectrum is not sufficient for Miami-Dade. So I think that has been her goal for the last years that she's been had. of the head of the commission that she hasn't used those funds wisely.
Okay, I understand. And thank you, ma'am, for letting me know. Very educational. Mm-hmm. But if you have to pick one, that would make you to support her somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference when it comes to your support for her?
I would say much less because I don't support her.
Okay. Yeah. Now, since Raquel Regalado has been in the county commission, Miami-Dade County has become one of the most unaffordable places to live, and longtime residents, including seniors and fixed incomes, have struggled to make ends meet. Regalado hasn't done enough. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference when it comes to your support for her.
No difference.
No difference.
Because I'm not sure what could be done at the local level. So no difference.
No difference. Okay.
I think now, it's more the state level.
Understood. Now, Raquel Regalado has served as a Miami-Dade County School Board member for 2 terms. Now, as the only former school board member to ever serve in the county commission, Regalado has focused on educational initiatives like financial literacy for applicants of affordable housing and a pilot program to help single mothers in government housing. When you hear this statement, would that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
I would say somewhat more.
Somewhat more, okay. And Raquel Regalado believes that the key to a successful community is a transportation system that works. As your county commissioner, Regalado has increased investment in roads, bike lanes, safety improvements around schools, linear parks for the underline, and rideshare auctions. Much more, somewhat more. Somewhat less, much less, so it makes no difference.
I have not seen those improvements, and Miami remains one of the most dangerous places to ride a bike. So I would say it would not make any difference.
Thank you. I did not know that. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, in the whole country, we have the most amount of deaths.
Access.
Of bike riders. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, I don't think that.
Okay, as an elected official, Raquel Regalado focused on the basics to serve residents and solve their everyday problems, whether it's fixing our parks, potholes, and sidewalks, or helping residents with complicated things like our permitting. When you hear this statement, would that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
I don't think I would have a difference because it just seems like words. I don't, without the facts behind it, without the proof,
understood.
There's no difference, yeah.
Just because someone
says it doesn't mean it's true.
And this is one way for you to let them know. And very kind of you. I appreciate your patience, believe me. Now, currently...
So what I would do, if she said that, I would give concrete examples.
I understand. So I record your answers. That makes no difference, right? So we can move on?
Yeah.
Okay, now, currently, several Cuban-American elected officials are under investigation for corruption. Raquel Regalado and her father are just more of the same. Much more, somewhat more, so much less, so it makes no difference when it comes to support her or vote for her.
No, that's no difference. Just because she's Cuban doesn't mean that... And other Cubans are being, doesn't mean anything about her.
I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to laugh. Yeah, but you're right. Okay.
I'm sorry, but it's like, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now, Raquel Regalado understands how housing costs are crushing families in our community, and Regalado has fought to cut property taxes on homeowners, enact the protections for renters, and increase the property tax rebate for low-income seniors from $100 to more than $600. Regalado has also reformed the rules and efficiencies to make them a better, safer option for families to keep their homes affordable. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, so it makes no difference.
That would not make a difference because I think the problem is the insurance. Our taxes aren't that unusual, but our insurance is horrible. And also, I didn't hear anything about trying to get any sort of affordable housing for people. So has she done anything for landlords to make them, hold down the prices of their apartments? It doesn't sound like it.
Understood. So I record your answer as no different, so we can move on. Is that correct?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, as your county commissioner, Raquel Regalado has prioritized environmental resilience, including protecting Biscayne Bay, so our communities are better prepared for hurricanes and increased flooding threats. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, so it makes no difference.
Much less, because resilience is code word for not actually decreasing our fossil fuel usage. It's about trying to build things up rather than to actually try to be more environmentally conscious. And I know what that code is.
I understand. Senator Raquel Regalado believes that public safety is a top priority in our community and supports increasing resources to police and fire rescue so they can keep our neighborhoods safe. Regalado has the endorsement of the Police and Penelope Association for her 2024 reelection. Same questions, same options. Much more? Somewhat more?
It would actually be less. It would be less because she's not saying that she supports gun control regulation. Yeah.
So
I don't think
much
we
less?
Need research into the police and the fire. I think we need fewer guns. Yeah. So I think that's like, nah, that would make me support her less.
Much less or somewhat less? So we can
much less.
Much less. Okay. I appreciate your patience. Well done. I'm going to read you a quick series of statements about Cindy Lerner. After hearing each, please indicate if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner and the election for Miami-Dade County Commission. If each will make no difference, just say so, okay? And now, real quick. While Miami-Dade County homeowners are paying more than their fair share on property taxes, Cindy Lerner and her family have used her elected position to reduce the property values of the many properties they own and manage so they can pay less in taxes. And when you hear this kind of statement, remember, this is things that you're going to hear during the campaign, okay?
Sure.
Now,
yeah.
When you hear this kind of statement, will that make you to support her much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
That would make no difference because
okay.
There's no evidence of that. So unless someone gave evidence that her family's breaking the law, then that would make no difference.
Okay. Yeah, as the mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner was verbally abused towards residents at town hall meetings, repeatedly yelling, banging her fist, cursing and insulting residents. Lerner has been criticized by the media, who say she does not have the temperament to hold elected office. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
I think it would make me support her more because I feel like powerful women are oftentimes criticized for that kind of action. And so it makes me think like, oh, the people saying that are prejudiced against women.
Understood. So much more or somewhat more?
Yeah, it would make me want to vote for her much more.
Much more, okay. And Senator Lerner is running for county commission to fight for honest, ethical local government, to take the meaningful action on sea level rise and flooding, and to be a voice for the residents of this district, not developers, lobbyists, and corporate polluters. When you hear this, will that make you to support her much more? Somewhat more? Somewhat less? Much less or no difference?
Well, again, I mean, it's the same thing. I'm swayed by research, not by just someone saying something. So unless I see evidence, it doesn't change. I'm only swayed by actual facts, not by what people say.
That's saying, right. But again, this is things you're going to hear through the campaign. They just want to know if you hear this statement, you know, because I know a lot of people like following in these statements, you know, and not like you. They do some research to the facts, right? But so how should I record your answer? No difference, so we can move on, or much less?
I would say no difference.
Okay. And Cindy Lerner is running for county commissioner because, like you, she reads the news and gets angry about what's happening in our community. Corruption, self-dealing, influence peddling. When you hear this, much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
Again, no difference.
Okay.
I have to see the, show me the facts.
Now, Cindy Lerner has a history of favoring large-scale development that hurts our quality of life. Lerner's family has made their fortune redeveloping and gentrifying parts of the urban core, including Wynwood. And as mayor of Pinecrest, Lerner tried to annex land west of the US-1 and unincorporated Miami-Dade to increase her budget and spending which was strongly voted down and criticized as a land grab for big developers. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, so it makes no difference.
That would be somewhat less, because I probably could find out the facts for that.
Understood. As the mayor of Pinecrest, Cindy Lerner repeatedly raised taxes on middle-class families, homeowners, and businesses, and increased wasteful spending by millions of dollars. Same question. Much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less. No difference.
You know, Pinecrest has some really great programs, so I'm going to say that would make me support her more. Because
I
see where the money is going in. I don't live in Pinecrest, but
yeah.
I see they have a great library. They have great parks. So that would make me want to vote for her more.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. Now, let's finish this up, man. Thank you. Appreciate your patience. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates. From who would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Richard Pershnick, or Raquel Regalado?
Richard Pershnick? I don't know Richard Pershnick.
Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce the last name. Pershnick. Yeah, it's P-R-A-S-C-H-N-I.
Yeah.
Okay. Never heard of him? But how about Cindy Lerner and Raquel Regalado? Do you lean towards any of them?
I probably would vote for Cindy Lerner because I feel that she has made really good investments in Pinecrest, and it's a really, really nice place to. They have a lot of great services, so I probably would vote for her.
Okay, and would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner?
Probably.
Okay. Thank you,
ma'am. I need to go and look at all the facts.
Right. You're going to do some research, but I appreciate your patience that you're sharing and working with me, ma'am. Thank you. Now, prior to taking this survey, have you ever attended a community event held by Raquel Regalado, or do you follow her on social media sites like Instagram or TikTok? Yes or no?
No. I just remember researching her when she was running for county commissioner. But no, I haven't kept track of her.
Okay, and following are a list of websites online, newspaper, and other places where you can get news and information about your community. Can you please indicate if you follow this content regularly, follow this content but not regularly, or do not follow this content at all? Only and Dade. Do you follow them regularly? Not?
No.
Or not at all?
No. Not at all.
Not at all. And Miami's community news. Regularly?
No.
Not regularly?
No.
Not at all?
Okay. Not at all.
The Key Biscayne Independent?
No. Not at all.
Not. And AM Talk or News Radio?
AM? No. But I do NPR.
Okay. A local newspaper like the Miami Herald or El Nuevo Herald?
Yeah, the Miami Herald. Uh-huh.
Regularly or not regularly?
Not regularly. I don't have a subscription. But.
Okay. Now, the local political blogs, do you follow them regularly? Not regularly?
Local ones? No. No.
Okay. And the FM radio?
FM radio, yes.
Regularly or not regularly?
Regularly.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, it's just a few short demographic questions before we finish, just to be sure we have a representative sample. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, a moderate, or conservative in your political views?
Liberal.
Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? High school, some college, trade school, college graduate.
Graduate school.
Okay, thank you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. It's been very educational, believe me. Thank you again, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening. Bye-bye, ma'am.
All right, enjoy. Hear yourself. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.